Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Notice, notice, this midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
And welcome back to the minisode.
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Hello. How you doing, gentlemen?
I'm doing all right. So I'm glad. I'm glad that episode, that two-parter, is over. It was starting to bum me out. It was starting to get like a little too gross.
Yeah, that shit was unfortunately
I was having
extremely
fun.
Extremely misogynistic.
Yeah,
for a
I was
while.
Having fun, but it got a little gross.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It wasn't us. Yeah. It's that creep, not us. It's totally fine.
I got a listener story for you.
You want to start with that?
Yeah, nice, we can start with that. r/Chilluminati pod. Sometimes you get a listener story read out.
Give this me a one, Lizzie.
Yeah, a little Lizzie. This one comes from Witness Protection, is the name of the person I'm going to say.
Okay.
Goes, hey, y'all. Long time listener. Hey, now. Long time listener, first time caller from the distant shores of Croatia. Different vibe now. I wanted to share a story about a terrifying thing that happened to me about 5 years ago. You have my permission to read this on the pod if you choose to do so. Thank you. Needless to say, English is not my native language, so I'll try to be as clear and succinct as possible. For context, I'm a 34-year-old male, not superstitious or religious, although I love mythology, fantasy, cryptids. In other words, I want to believe.
Mm.
All right. Perfect. Like I mentioned before, this happened about 5 years ago. I lived with my parents at the time. To paint a picture of the living situation, my parents' home is a large three-story home. It has a basement, no ground floor. The ground floor is a large stairway, and the second and the first floor. My room was in the basement. The living room, kitchen, and my parents' bedroom are on the first floor. My room at the time looked a bit like a brothel or a sex dungeon. The walls were painted deep red and orange. I had orange and mahogany furniture. Red curtains, red LEDs,
what is your
et cetera.
Pinterest board? Yeah.
Since it was summer and very warm in Croatia, a refreshing 39 degrees Celsius outside. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yikes.
I was chilling in my underwear in my room, replaying Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines for the 11th time.
Phenomenal game.
Good stuff.
My kind of guy. Yeah. I don't know exactly how the next part happened. The last thing I remember is sitting at my computer desk talking to Jeanette Vorman, the best character in the game.
Great character in that game.
Then everything kind of disappeared. I felt like waking up from a dream. Everything around me was black, pitch black. I'm not talking black as in someone turned off the lights. I'm talking deep void of nothingness. No lights, no shadows, nothing. I could feel myself being on the floor, on my hands and knees, except I couldn't feel the floor. I touched my face, trying to open my eyes. They were open. The darkness persisted. I tried calling out. My voice wasn't coming out. It's like I truly ceased to exist. I couldn't hear any sounds, couldn't feel the sensation of touch. I didn't feel the summer heat. I panicked.
Frodo?
I didn't feel the summer heat, Sam. I panicked. I tried crawling, but I was weak. as if I was no longer in my body, and whatever state I was in, I couldn't interact with whatever void I was in. I tried crying out, yelling over and over again, nothing. Then I started getting angry, yelling in my head at whatever was keeping me there. Nothing helped, no reaction from anyone around me. After a few futile attempts, I broke down and started praying to anything that could save me, any kind of angel, God, entity, anything. Suddenly, something shifted. I started feeling the heat. I could feel my body drenched in sweat. I started feeling the carpet burn on my palms and knees, my palms and knees. I deduced I was on the floor. I still couldn't see. I was still in that void, but my senses started to come back. I started feeling the world around me, trying to grip anything near me to try and pull myself out, to try and find out where I was. Then I felt the familiar fabric. I realized I was on the floor in my room next to the couch. Slowly, my cognitive functions were returning. I realized what was happening. What I didn't want to say at the start, because it would give away the whole story, was that I was a diabetic type 1 at the time. I got a kidney and pancreas transplant 4 years ago, so I'm all good now.
Awesome. Congrats.
That's awesome. Yeah. I was experiencing hypoglycemia. My blood sugar level dropped rapidly. I kept a box of fructose candies by the couch so I could avoid things like this from happening when my blood sugar drops. I figure I must have tried getting to the candies when I passed out. The whole thing was caused by low blood sugar, and me being pulled out of the void was just my body fighting to keep me alive. Other than that, I've never had any other supernatural experiences. Even when I died and had to be revived during the transplant surgery, I don't remember seeing any white light or anything like that. I did, however, wake up briefly and saw my belly being wide open while the doctors shit. Were poking around in there, but I passed out right away when the anesthesiologist noticed my waking up.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing supernatural, nothing mystical, but still creepy and disturbing. Thought some of you might find this interesting.
And that last part was supremely interesting.
That's like my biggest fear. I've never had surgery in my life, but I've often thought about if I ever had surgery, I'd be so afraid that the anesthesia wouldn't be strong enough. I'd wake up mid-surgery, but unable to tell anyone that I'm like awake, but in pain. Yikes. And I can like, oh Lord, that would be the worst.
You got to do it me style and just go, just raw dog it.
No way. No, thank you, sir.
Just don't have surgery.
Just don't have surgery.
I thought you meant raw dog the surgery.
I did, but it's even okay, more
I'm
hardcore
too autistic
not
to for
even,
this shit. I just don't know.
It's even more hardcore to not have the surgery at all.
Yeah, just raw dog it until the infection kills you.
Yeah, just Liver King that shit.
It sounded to me too like that first part sounded like an ego death. I've heard that explained many times like that, where like you kind of just like go into a void and cease to exist, and then you like slowly start coming back and like remembering where you are and
like
shit.
You're just gone.
Yeah, you're just gone. That scares the shit
so
out of me.
Scary, yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about something that shouldn't take too long here, but a couple fun things happened during all this like alien nonsense that.
We might have the same topic. Let's see what
you're talking about. John Greenwald's Black
Vault. That's exactly what I was going to talk about.
Okay, shit, dude. What? Yeah, this is so
his post,
dude,
was wild.
I was going to read his post and also thing that came out yesterday. So this happened on February 21st, like the day or two after.
Remember when they just asked Trump, like, because this is because Obama said, he's like, yeah, they're out there. And then they asked Trump about it, and he was like, I always have to top him, so I'm going to have
I'll get him out of
hot
water
everything.
This time. I'll throw him a fucking bone.
Instant reaction to that question to the reporter was, well, that's classified. He gave out classified information. And then he started to spin it of being like, maybe I'll do something.
So now I'm going to do it too. Yeah.
But it's interesting because a lot of other things, documents that have been FOIA'd for decades are now being covered by like MSNBC and shit as like new documents when they are not new. It's very fascinating what's happening. But John Greenwald, guy who's been running one of my most trustworthy like FOIA document sites, over 3 million documents on that site
since
called the Black
90s,
Vault.
Bro.
Literally 30th anniversary of him doing it is this year. He's been doing it since 1996. I think he's a little too dismissive of some things, but there's no arguing this man has done more research than any of us combined. This happened a day or two after the Trump thing. His tweet goes, yesterday, I discovered that 100% of my main document server was just gone. No files, nothing. This was hundreds of gigs of data in within hours. This was hundreds of gigs of data in thousands of directories, and it just vanished. In addition, numerous server-side directories had permissions changed and file ownership changed. It is unclear why, and I've never seen this in the history running web servers for the Black Vault. I am not sure when exactly this happened, but I discovered it yesterday.
The implication that somebody just like...
He'll say what he believes, but we'll talk. He goes, I'm not sure when exactly this happened, but I discovered it yesterday. I have server monitors up, but never got notified of anything down. The server was just throwing forbidden errors, which is why it technically didn't show as down, so I never got a notification. Let me be clear. I do not fully suspect foul play, but the main web hosting provider for that server I run for had no idea what happened, and on their side, they said it was a deletion, not corruption. In my honest opinion, I feel it was a very oddly timed server maintenance done by the hosting provider that went awry. They didn't catch it, and when I did, they didn't take blame, and there was no way to fully prove what happened and by whom. Could I be wrong? Yes. Could it have been foul play? I can't rule it out. Yes, I have numerous backups, and yes, it appears I got everything restored as of early evening yesterday. But please let me know if you find any errors when downloading documents or anything for that matter. I remain the sole person who runs the Black Vault, and this will be the start of my 30th year running the website come this September. I began hand typing documents in high school to a 5 megabyte free space server back in 1996, PrimeNet. I have now grown to nearly 4 million pages of records online, running 4 dedicated servers just for the site, and no data deletion, accidental or otherwise, will ever keep me down for good. But it is a stark reminder to us all, me included, keep backups, keep them in multiple places, and never be intimidated by anything that comes our way, no matter what we expect may have happened. Stay the course. I am, and I'm not going anywhere.
Crazy.
Where is that article just deleted? That's just him on Twitter. That's his tweet.
Oh my God. Okay.
Talking about it. And this, it happened hours after the Trump thing, like on the news, and it was just gone. Which is fascinating.
For the record, like you said, it was 3.8 million files.
Gone. Just gone. Deleted, according to the people who were running it. Like, they got deleted, and ownership was changed on some of them, apparently, as well.
That is the craziest shit.
That, again, to me, it's that shit that makes me go, okay, why? Like, why? Because, yeah. Like, him, because Trump mentioning aliens, whether he's doing it to one up Obama or not, is going to drive traffic to looking for documents that are released. And people will inevitably find the Black Vault as probably the number one thing out there. What's also interesting from him is that, do you boys remember in 2020 that NASA meeting that they had? With the U.S. Department of Defense that had a meeting with NASA, and in 2021 and 2022, the Black Vault put in for a FOIA document request on this thing.
Yes.
That came out not too long ago. And, it is basically, I'm not going to read his whole article, fucking useless. It is redacted to hell and back. There are a ton of pictures. Only one of them is not redacted, which I will share.
That sounds
with
right.
You.
That sounds really correct.
Yeah, of course. Let me just grab this via my usual gyatso, because this is no point in everything else here. So here is the only photo that is not redacted out of like the double digit amount of them in it all. The Nimitz encounter is in there, but entirely redacted. They have three possible explanations in this meeting they have with NASA as to what the UAP are. Two of them are redacted, and the only one.
Hold on, what is this image?
That's the image of a potential of UAP that was presented via the NASA and the Department of Defense meeting.
Cool, man. That says nothing.
Literally, like, it's all it is. I'll read this out a little bit.
It's like nearly performative.
Yeah. Previously released documents confirm that the International Space Station Program Manager Joel Montalbano, director of the Export Control and Interagency Liaison Division, Margaret Kiefer, former Associate Minister of Legislative Affairs, Suzanne Gillen, and former Acting Associate Administrator for the Office of International Interagency Relations, Mike Gold, all attended this briefing. While much of the material from the briefing remains classified, several important details can be discerned from the slides that were included in the release. One of the main points of interest is the extensive redaction throughout the slide deck, particularly in the sections that discuss photographic evidence of UAPs. Photographs were included, but nearly all of them remained classified with the exception of one image, and that's the image I shared with you.
They should at least say why. They should at least have like...
Well, they give the reason it's redacted and security reasons.
That's it. Security That's it. Reasons.
He gives right. the two reasons at the end of this article they kept things redacted. I'll get to that in a second. He goes, another notable section discusses the use of multiple sensors in detecting UAPs. According to the slide, the UAPTF employs a combination of technologies and reporting from operators to track and analyze UAPs. This multi-sensor approach is essential for corroborating sightings and gathering reliable data, which is then shared with the other U.S. government partners for further analysis. One of the slides also focuses on the November 14th, 2004 Tic Tac incident involving the Nimitz carrier strike group CSG-11. The briefing describes the object as, quote, solid white, smooth, a craft without any visible wings or pylons, measuring approximately 46 feet in length. Despite the event being validated by debriefs from aircrew and other personnel, the report notes that there was limited data available to conduct a thorough technical analysis at this time. A slide titled Potential Explanations presents three possible explanations for UAPs, but two of these have been redacted. The only explanation visible suggests that some UAP sightings could be attributed to, quote, unknown weather and other natural phenomenon. The redaction of the other thank you, government. Thank you.
This is so purposefully, on the note, like making me, trying to make me sleepy so that I don't look at it.
Yeah, it's we're basically at the end. It says the redaction of the other two possibilities leaves their nature unclear. As the screenshots above and the full document released below, which you can all go download, the documents contain extensive redactions under two primary Freedom of Information Act exemptions, Exemption B1 and Exemption B5. B1 is used to protect classified information that pertains to national defense or foreign policy as established by an executive order. In this case, much of the redacted content, including UAP photographs and certain technical data, likely falls under this exemption due to its potential impact on the national security. And then Exemption B5 covers privileged interagency or intra-agency communications that are part of the government's deliberative process. This exemption allows with withholding of documents that reflect internal discussions, recommendations, and draft policies that are not finalized. In the context of the UAP briefings, sections regarding potential explanations for UAP sightings and internal assessments have been redacted under B5, likely because they involved pre-decision analysis or sensitive deliberations between agencies. And that's it. Like this is, it's like, that's all we got released between the 2020 meeting between NASA and the UAP task force and the defense.
I find the fact that stuff was stolen more interesting than the fact that stuff was released.
Right.
Which is like fucking weird.
I don't know.
I'm more
man.
Interested in what was stolen than what was released.
This is the stuff that keeps me going. There's something there. And no matter how much people like Lou Elizondo make me want to jump out a window,
I still think that there is something going on because there still is stuff that is 100% consistent across the board.
Oh yeah.
Stuff that
for sure.
Like it's been in front of Congress now. Like there's some thing that is occurring. It might not even be one thing, but they're very happy to let it be seen as one thing.
Yes. And that's the thing right
yes,
there.
Yes, that's exactly correct. I think that's 100% correct. And it's easier because they can control the narrative easier that way.
Yeah. So something like that.
Do you think this was foul play? I personally think, yeah, I think somebody wiped the servers. I think somebody wiped them. I know he's being diplomatic about it, but even at the very end where he's like, it's a stark reminder, like I'm not going anywhere, et cetera. It seems like he might even maybe believe it's more foul play than he's letting himself say.
I don't
want to
read into it. I'm sure he's chosen not to do it.
I think it's foul play.
I think it's definitely weird. I could see a situation where in the miasma of things that are out there that are true and false, them leaving some very important big things out there on the table for people to see who aren't looking for them. But sure. Once, you know, there's the notion that Trump's going to put some stuff out, they yank the stuff that might be, you know, incriminating, and maybe they just had an eye on it, you know, could be something like that. Or
because he even says
be deleted by total randomness.
Like, I do wonder, too, because he even talks about it. He's like, there's no way for him to know out of 3.8 million documents if anything's been changed, if anything's been fucked with, like, redacted retroactively, which is where that's my mind rude. Goes. Yeah. He can't know. He's the sole owner. And that's why he said, if you have any problems. So maybe they did delete it and then, or just got rid of it, redacted other things that weren't redacted before, and then put them online again.
Right. Ooh,
we don't know, but he does have backup, so that's good. But either way, like, we don't know what was fucked with him and what wasn't.
Exactly. Which is like, fucked.
I know.
It's so easy. Like it's so easy to think that you have concrete answers on anything when really, like, you know, when people talk about magic and how words like control things and stuff like that, it's like crazy how much that's true with information and just knowledge, how powerful it is. And it's just weird. It's just weird the way we occlude it and cover it up and use it to make points.
And actively disinformation. Like, I have a friend who I was talking to the other day, and they were saying to me, like, I didn't believe in the alien thing at all. I thought it was all a hoax. But then the Epstein file came out, and they believe, they're like, they can hide a pedophile ring in front of our eyes until, like, and nobody fucking believes it. It's like, then why wouldn't they be able to fucking do the same thing? And it's like, yeah, I mean, some stuff. I still think the reality is the government doesn't even fully understand what these things are. And that's scarier for them than being able to fully control or understand whatever these things are. So
invisible life forms, bro. It's crazy.
It is.
But let's get out of here.
Yeah, we're out of here. Thank you guys so much for supporting us here. Patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. We'll be back next week with another minisode. We appreciate you.
Happy week.
Happy week. Bye.
Bye.